going straight over now to Mark Finnegan for some live interviews from the official opening of the Darndale Arts Week. Over to you, Mark.
Good morning, Noel, and you're very welcome here to the Darndale Belcamp Village Centre, where, as you say, the Darndale Arts Week is officially being opened this morning. And I'm joined by one of the organisers here, Breda Murray. Good morning, Breda. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty exciting morning, yeah?
Yeah, we're very excited here. We just have the launch for Arts Week. This is our second year, and we have Ministry on Arrears on just below as we speak, opening it, and we have a wide range of events right across the community. So the whole community involvement is very exciting to see.
Yeah, and this is the second year of the Arts Week, is that correct?
Yes, last year we got together all the agencies and we decided we would run an Arts Week which would go right across the community where we're sharing facilities and resources, and we would bring a broad mix of artists in, and we'd also have a chance to show off the local talent.
Yeah, and it's a community word that pulls in all of the agencies and all of the community groups, isn't that right?
Yes, right from the preschoolers to three, right up to the golden years, who have a facility here now, and in the two schools and in the local youth centres and the church. So all age groups, all centres are involved.
Yeah, and the range of events across the week, you have a massive range of events lined up. We were reading some of them there earlier on.
Yeah, we have African drumming, we have Zumba dancing, we have Peter Sheridan giving a talk today at number 44. We have storytellers, poets, artists. We have a mosaic artist working in all the agencies. There's somebody doing box art. And we have music workshops. And we have, say, Irish musicians coming in, concertina fiddle. We have the NCAD students doing workshops and mask making, so there's a huge range right across the week.
Yeah, and I mean, in context of the area, I mean, it's hugely important for an area like Darndale to be a cross community and involve as many people as possible, yeah.
Well, I think it's all about community and establishing links, and also to allow the people who are here an opportunity to show their talents. Like, we've made a huge art exhibition that shows off the artwork of local artist groups as well as the schools and the other centres. And there's great talent in this area. And I think it's like a sharing of resources and skills, where the people from Darndale, we're running a local talent show on a Friday night, which is the culmination of an X Factor competition. And we have some lunchtime concerts. So it's a great opportunity for the people in Darndale to see other things and for them to showcase their own talents.
And it's about, you know, the sense of satisfaction, I suppose, at the end of it as well, when it all comes together. It's well worth it, yeah?
It's well worth it. There was a huge buzz last year, and it lasted for a couple of weeks, because there is that sense of togetherness, getting something happening, looking at very interesting things, mingling with people that you might meet otherwise, all these different artists who bring their own creative, unique styles. So I must say it was very uplifting, and we did it last week in November, and it definitely was something that lifted us from the whole grey month of that November candy.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're coming into the dark and the cold months, yeah. And there's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, what is your hopes after when the week is over? What do you hope to have achieved once the week is over?
I think our main hope is that we've strengthened community links. There definitely is a development from last year to this year, in that we had a lot of subgroups who formed working groups, and we had a lot of representatives from the community who came with their own suggestions, and a lot of those are incorporated. Whereas the first week was people, really staff from the agencies, some of who would have been to the community. But our whole thing is just to get the community more involved. And we have had volunteers from the Discovery Centre here providing the food. We have another group volunteering as events organisers. We have young community leaders. So the whole thing is to get everybody involved and see that we're all together in this one venture.
And as you say, from last year to this year, now it's kind of grown, and hopefully it'll grow from strength to strength as the years go past, yeah?
Yes, well, we're just hoping. There has been a great development this year, and the Minister for Arts and Culture has supported this year and last year, and they came out, Jimmy Deanahan came out last year, we have Eoghan O'Riordan this morning. They walked around the community, saw the different things, and they really had a great time, and they were very impressed. So when we went in this year, they doubled the funding they gave us last year instantly without any persuasion. So that's a testament to how successful it was, really.
Well, we wish you all the success, Breda, and it's been great to talk to you this morning. Thanks very much for coming and talking to us on Air FM.
Not at all. Thank you for coming and covering it.
You're welcome. Now, that was Breda Murray, who's the principal of the junior school here in Darndale. She's one of the organisers. I have another organiser now, is Sharon Baker. Good morning, Sharon. How are you? Welcome to Air FM.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. How's the morning been going for you so far?
Absolutely brilliant. Having a great time. All the kids are having a ball.
Yeah. Well, I suppose this is the culmination of a lot of work that's gone on for a few weeks or a few months, yeah?
A few months. A long few months, yeah. But yeah, it's all about started last March. Mm-hmm. Organising, ringing up artists, booking them, haggling price with them. Everything's all about the price. And down funding as well. So that's how we get our...
Yeah, and do you find it difficult to get people to get involved? That once you have to really sell the event tomorrow, people keen to get involved?
Everybody is keen to get involved, because at the end of the day, it's about the community.
Yeah.
Getting the community involved, and that's the great thing about Darndale. They're all about the community. They really are.
Yeah, and I mean, it's about building community. I mean, you get a lot of negative press about a lot of things. No, but I'm just saying, Darndale, lots of areas get a lot of negative press, and it can be sometimes very hard to kind of get something positive going, because you meet a lot of hurdles that you have to overcome to get something positive going. But this, as Breida said this earlier on, the first year went well, and it's just gone from strength to strength, yeah?
Definitely. And that's the sad thing about it. You don't hear about the good things that go on in Darndale. It's only the negative, and I think there's more positive than there are negatives in the area.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, there's you know, the media and everything says to concentrate on the negative, but we won't. We'll concentrate about the positive, Simona. You're talking about the kids and all downstairs now. I mean, what kind of enjoyment do the kids get out of it? Do they really buzz for this week in the schools, and they have to be really looking forward to it?
They prefer this to Halloween. Like, the storytellers come in and the children really get involved. Like, the storytellers are amazing, the way they can get into character. And the kids just love it. Mm. They just absolutely adore it. They have a great time.
Yeah, so it's all about keeping the kids happy. And as long as a child goes home with a smile on his face, I suppose it's very important. So for the rest of the morning, this morning, with the opening, what are some of the events that are happening even today?
We have Afro Era. There's drumming going on in Sphere 17. Everybody is welcome there. We have storytellers. We have puppeteer going on in the school. We have a painter, an artist, Helen Barry, and she's working with the junior kids. It's an amazing project she does. It's brilliant. There's loads actually going on with Zumba dancing, Zumba drumming.
Excellent.
There's loads.
So if nothing else, you'll be flying fit by the end of the week.
Sweating, running around the place after everybody, but yeah, it's great fun.
Yeah, so you're obviously enjoying it, and you're obviously hoping that, you know, the event will build and build and build, and we wish you every success with it, and thanks very much for talking to us on the air event this morning, Sharon.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Okay, now I'm going to be joined now by Kelda. Kelda Barnes.
Right.
Yes, Kelda's from...
the Darndale Belcamp Integrated Childcare Service.
I think I spoke to you before, Kelda, at one of the protests down outside the oven. But what is your involvement with Arts Week?
I was fortunate enough to go on the committee for Arts Week this year, and it's really wonderful. Last year we would have been conscious that some of the things didn't take in all the different age groups, and this year it's really exciting. We have music for our babies, and we have a guitar player coming in to play in our baby room, and then all the children are being able to take part in Afro Era, which is a wonderful drumming group. We've had Simply Music that has done wonderful music sessions and so forth with our toddlers up to our preschoolers and our after-schoolers. They had a great time. They learned how to do the soundtrack of Frozen, which is really great, particularly when you're one of our little girls in a preschool room. So they had a really great afternoon. And then today we have Liam Farrell over, and he's telling stories. He actually is dressed up as a wolf at the moment with a large bow tie. So we're having a really wonderful week. And it's just lovely to see that the children, the very young children, so literally most of our children are under 3 years of age, so it's our very young children all the way up to the golden years are able to participate in events this week. Liam Farrell has very kindly offered to work with all age groups, so today he was speaking with our one-year-old, and I know he had a lunchtime session with the golden years, and that's what this week is all about. It's embracing the fact that every community has every age group living in it. That's what we consider community, and we're really fortunate that Arts Week is embracing every
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, it really is from 0 to 90 and beyond. There's something for everybody. As you say, the children and the they're singing and they're dancing. I mean, it's great to just see children smiling. That's all children want to do, is just sing and dance and smile. And to have an opportunity like Arts Week is really good for them.
It's wonderful. It allows them the freedom just to embrace the arts and to enjoy them. Over this morning, some of our toddlers went over to the senior school, had an event of a concertina and a fiddle player. And they went over and they were listening, they were learning about musical instruments, but then they had a little ceilidh before they came home. And that was just such a great chance that they actually got this time to actually go out and really feel the rhythm of the music. music and embrace it. And, you know, in every community, you don't get the chance to go to music lessons. You don't get the chance to go to plays all the time. They're expensive things to go to. So if we're able to bring them in and let it be out there for everybody to enjoy, I just think it's a wonderful opportunity. And hopefully it'll open the eyes of our little children and give everybody the chance as they grow up to maybe take part in a little more around the arts.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if one or two of them get the bug early on, and you know, anybody can go on, and there might be a talent that otherwise might go unnoticed.
Absolutely. So I just said in my speech, Pablo Picasso said that every child is an artist, and certainly this week is showing us that every child has the chance to become an artist this week. And we really hope that it does grow in all of them, that bug is in them, and that it continues as they get older and so forth and mature into adulthood.
Well, thanks very much, Kelda, for talking to us this morning and our weeks. And again, we wish you every success.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, Noel, I think we have another interviewee now lined up for us. Dorothy's 2 minutes. We're just a little, as you can imagine, everybody's running around here and are busy.
I was just going to ask you that. So there's plenty of activity going on, Mark.
Well, there is, because just as we came to air, the official opening started. So the speech is going on downstairs, and we're kind of pulling people up and down, and they're very kindly giving us their time. And so there's a bit of a delay sometimes going up and down the stairs.
Okay.
But we're ready to go now. I have Mairead
Minnock.
It's Mairead Minnock, and she's the arts...
I'm a member of the arts committee.
A member of the arts committee. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading Dorothy's writing now. Could you imagine that? sorry about that. Okay, Mairead, so you're a member of the arts committee for the Arts Week. How's it been for you?
It started off as a great week, and we're thoroughly enjoying it. So I'm a teacher in the senior school. I'm the homeschool community liaison teacher in the senior school. So for this week, I'm coordinating within our school along with coordinating the events.
Yeah, a lot of work, I'd imagine.
It's a lot of work. It's been very busy. We had midterm last week, so the week before was very busy preparing timetables, but it's so well worth it when the events are running and everybody's in and so active and so busy in everything that they're doing.
And what kind of age group of the kids are you at? Is it all ages from kind of preschool up to...
No, we're senior school, so we start at third class to sixth,
okay.
So they're 8 to 12.
Yeah.
And we have an early start with us as well. So they are the preschool. They're 3-year-olds, but primarily we are 8 to 12-year-olds.
And do you find that once they get involved in something like this, they're really keen and they're really active?
Absolutely. Like we had children yesterday taking part in a radio and TV workshop, and they were 6th class, and they came back buzzing from it, as they said themselves. They were just so, so into it. And it creates something new. It's opportunities, I suppose, that we don't get to have very often. They're obviously central to learning, and they're central to developing ourselves in education, but we just don't get the opportunity to provide these within the school setting all the time. And it's the areas that like the outside areas that are really, you know, the children, their talents are being touched on, and they're being developed as a result of it.
Yeah, as you say, it's fairly exciting. I mean, when you see kids getting that opportunity, that is otherwise kind of beyond them. They may never get an opportunity to go into a TV show or a radio station. And their eyes just light up.
Oh, totally. And then, look, we have Afro Era, they're drumming. They've come out and they've done a particular style of African drumming with the children. We've also, we've had people coming in, and they were doing concertina and fiddle with the children. And it's, you know, while music is very part of our, and we have an orchestra in the school, it's watching other musical people as well that's so important.
Well, it's seeing the opportunity. I suppose it's what the kids are saying. Move on out to this, and the opportunities are there.
Yeah, and it's opening their eyes and broadening their minds to what is available to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Mairead. We wish you every success.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Mairead Minnock, one of the co-organisers here of Arts Week now. And I think now we have the main guest himself, Minister Eoghan O'Riordan. Welcome to Neil FM, Eoghan.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
You're very welcome. How have you felt this morning?
Well, it's fantastic, really. I mean, you come in, you can hear the music blaring, people chatting, talking, the smell of food is fantastic, and the art on the wall is really, really impressive. It's great that people are connecting this way, because I think, as I said downstairs, we've spent a lot of time talking about money the last couple of years, you know, the economy and bondholders and banks and all the rest. And we've kind of forgotten what it really means to be a human being. And it's the arts and culture and drama, and that's what we use to express ourselves, and we need to get back to that.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah, we can get mired in the bad stuff. It's nice sometimes to have a smiley face and see good stuff. There's a lot of great work going on in the arts and schools and in groups and community groups, eh?
Well, when people think about Ireland, they think about, you know, our artistic heritage. They think about poets, dramas, dramatists, playwrights, storytellers. That's what we're good at, and that's what we need to do. And it's not just about the big names. It's about areas like this expressing themselves and what they've been through and their hopes and dreams and aspirations. That's what the arts is all about. And, you know, I think sometimes people in communities like this don't realise how powerful they are, because I've been here for the last couple of years talking to different groups, particularly the Preparing for Life group, who are, you know, working so hard with so many young mothers here and young parents and trying to empower their young children. And that has become national policy now. What has happened in Darndale is actually changing the country. And I think sometimes people that are here locally don't realise that the experience and the positive experience that people are having here is actually making a difference right across the country. And as we actually come back here to learn, and the whole theme is renewal, and we need a whole renewal of our country.
Well, as we were saying earlier on, we don't want to kind of highlight the negative connotations, and lots of areas have negative publicity and everything. But, I mean, the positivity that something like Arts Week can bring to an area like Darndale, you can't quantify it, really.
No, you can't. But I think also you need people to maybe, it's not just about putting stuff on walls, it's also about what grows inside you as well, and that you feel that you have a way of expressing something that's happening in your life. And look, things happen in everybody's life. You have loss, you have sickness, you lose a job, and there's things that can hurt you. But as long as you have a positive way of expressing that, then, you know, it's the best way to go about it. And I think other communities can learn from this. Schools are heavily involved. The obstacle agencies around the country, around the area, around the community are really involved. I think other areas can learn from Darndale as to how they're doing it.
Yeah, because I think I was saying to one of the other contributors there earlier on, I mean, lots of children, there could be talent that would otherwise go unnurtured unless it was things like Arts Week, and it gives them the opportunity to broaden the horizons.
Well, Arts Week is an inspiration for what people can do, but I think it doesn't just stop here. Arts Week is when you bring all the strands together. But I think what you're trying to inspire in young people is that maybe over the course of the year and for the rest of their lives, if something is happening and they feel they want to express themselves, then maybe they can write a poem about it. Maybe they can sing a song about it. Maybe they could think about writing a play about it. But the arts is for everybody. You don't have to be a very well-known playwright to get to express yourself. And there's a creative, positive way of expressing yourself. And, you know, people do it in different ways. They do it through dance, they do it through hip-hop, they do it through rap, they do it through whatever way they want to. But it's about allowing that expression to take place and finding an area to do it, I suppose, is a challenge as well. It just also shows that this is the good side of life, and we can't ever dismiss the important things of life. This is what gets you up in the morning. This is what makes you, you know, want to be a human being. This is what people connect over. It's what the people talk to each other about, and that really is, of course, you know, the economy and jobs and pay and taxes. That's all important stuff. But the reason why we live, the reason why, you know, there's blood rushing through our veins, is the art. Culture is connectedness, is being a human being and expressing ourselves, you know.
Before I let you go, Minister, I mean, there's lots of negative stuff going on in the country, as you know. I suppose it's a nice distraction to have something like this to come to one of the mornings, eh?
Well, it's a distraction. Well, I wouldn't want to suggest that the arts is a distraction, because, again, you know, if you believe in your country and believe in what your country has to give to the world, then it always comes back to the arts. It comes back to what we're famous for. So I wouldn't suggest it's a distraction. If I could be of help to this,
yes,
then obviously I want to do that for my other political colleagues here. But I come to these events to get a sense of renewal myself, to reconnect with what people are going through, their experiences, and what their hopes and dreams are. And people need hopes and dreams. And the whole theme is renewal. We all need renewal, constant renewal. And I'm glad to play my small part today.
Well, pretty much for talking to us here on Near FM, Minister, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'm going to finish my coffee now.
Smells lovely. There you go, and all. That was Minister Aon O'Riordan. He's the last of the interviewees we have available now this morning. So we'll hand back over to you.
Okay, Mark, he's not being surrounded by people or anything and being hassled?
No, he's not. We're in a quiet little corridor.
Okay.
I was trying very hard to be nice. I didn't want to be too controversial on him. He's got a smile on his face.
Okay, leave him like that for a while. I'd say if he gets seen around anyway, there'd be a lot lots of people around them. Anyway, well, thanks very much. Sorry, go on.
There's a good gang of people here, and there's a small gathering of Gardaí as well, so I think you'll be okay.
Well, if there's a lot of guards there, is there a lot of protesters there then?
No, there's only one or two guards. I think they're here more as part of the event than anything else.
Ah, yeah, if there'd been protesters, there'd been about 20 guards there. Okay, Mark,
okay,
thank
you. Well, as you can hear, it's getting loud now. The music has started.
Okay, I'll see you back in the studio. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks
a lot. Bye. And that's Mark Finnegan.